curious. Can you buy drugs with it?
Why would you want to buy drugs with it?
No.
We're talking about
asking what you can do with this currency. If you wanted to buy drugs.
That's a ridiculous question. All
right. Why? Right. Some people do buy drugs.
Why would you want something for sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Drop it. Bitcoin.
You should have been gave me some pussy.
You got sweet tits. I want to shove my face in them.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, niggas? You retarded?
What's up, party people? This is Chris DeRose.
And this is John Seth.
And we're bringing you an interview that we just finished recording with a very special person.
One of our best, I think.
We picked this guy up on Backpage. He was advertising on Backpage for his Bitcoin services as well as his driving services. So I started a dialogue with him.
We let him pick his name.
And we let him pick his name. His name is Barack Obama. He is Barack Obama, the limo driver.
All right.
And
this, frankly, I really like. You'll hear it in a second, but like, I really, really like this content. Absolutely wonderful. He kind of gives us the inside scoop. Frankly, you know what? I was saying this to Chris. I really think that we are getting content that nobody else has ever heard.
I agree. I'm learning about a lot of things that I've always wanted to know, and I think the audience has been like with us this whole time.
No one's ever been exposed to this shit. Like, unless you're like one of these girls, you don't know any of this,
right?
So, like, here we go. A little bit of insight into the world of escorting. The other side of what Billy, the male prostitute, does.
Yeah. And before we get this started, it's a good interview. It's a little long. I think it's worth the entire time we dedicated to it. A word from our sponsors is here from AlphaBay, and let's get right to the show.
And at the end of this, there's a little bit of extra content, so stick around.
Has dope sickness got you down? Has the neighborhood pusher man been locked up yet again? Or are you just looking to put a little more commitment into your personal drug habit? Well, look no further. AlphaBay has you covered. Whether you're looking for crack, smack, weed, or prescription meds, we've got round-the-clock merchants looking to assist you to get your fix. Our merchants are the best in the biz, and alongside our helpful customer service, we offer multi-sig escrow, two-factor authentication, auction listings, and coming soon, drop men. So whether you're just the casual kid looking to experiment or the seasoned pro looking to create your flacca empire, we've got all the goods you'll need to get to the finish line. Or at least we can help you die trying. Create your account today on America's fastest growing blockchain company at PWOAH7FOA6AU2PUL.onion. Once again, that's AlphaBay at PWOAH7FOA6AU2PUL.onion. And be sure to use referral code BU2016 for a special sign-up promotion offer. Oh, and remember, only Bitcoin accepted here.
Hey, everybody. We are here with Barack. Barack is a driver for Backpage, and I'm actually really excited to have him in the studio because, Barack has a job that I don't think a lot of us have any access to or any insight into. Like, he's doing something really kind of interesting. And as you know, we like to bring interesting people to you, the kind of people that you would not normally get to interact with. So let's start, and I think we can go.
So Barack, I found an ad of yours on Backpage, and the ad was an advertisement for your driving services as well as Bitcoin services.
Yes, basically, I think I advertised that I can drive, I can be a personal assistant, and I'm knowledgeable in Bitcoin purchasing, which some of the girls are having trouble with.
What about Bitcoin purchasing do you know? Like, what is specifically?
It's basically very easy. I mean, Backpage kind of walks you right through it. There's a few different channels you can use. I started out with guys that knew how to do it right off the bat, and I would meet up with them, and they would purchase them, and I think there's a little thing on the phone you photograph, and they send it to your account. But now, the way Backpage does it, you can just there's a few different things you can use. But basically you can just go right through and get a Bitcoin wallet, purchase them, and then send them to Backpage. It's almost like Backpage is money anymore.
I would go for that. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit. Let's talk a bit about the business you're in. How did you get into that business? And tell us about the early days.
You were telling me something. You started with Uber, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, exactly. I'm a machinist. I was a business owner for my whole life, pretty much. I closed the business. I wanted to do something
fruitful and
well, just something where I could make my own hours.
Wholesome.
Or just helpful.
So you're relatively new to this.
About a year and a half. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing it for much longer.
No. It's something I just started doing.
So how many clients have you had in that year and a half?
Probably around 20.
Like that 20 regulars?
Yes.
But can you talk about, like, you told me something real interesting about how you started. Like, why did so you were a regular Uber driver, and you then got into this. Can you explain, like, how that happened and sort of tell that story?
Well, I know what you're getting at. We were talking about, I said that Uber drivers are a big, they're widely used in the adult industry as far as exotic dancers, you know, to and from work. And a lot of the girls
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. He's a stripper on the side.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. No, and a lot of the girls, I guess, would tell me some stories about how comfortable they were with me and how some of the Uber drivers really made them feel uncomfortable. In fact, you know, one of the girls told me she actually had to end the ride and call 911 at one point.
No way.
Yeah, and it got to where a lot of these girls come from out of town. And, you know, say, hey, let's go to South Florida, and they work as dancers, and they pay for their vacation. Well, you know, kind of a working vacation.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and they would ask me, hey, can you just drive me all week? Can you be my personal driver? And, you know, that's kind of how it started.
Can you tell us a little bit about how these girls work? Do they like, dance at multiple clubs?
Yes.
Is dancing like bartending? Can you show up and say, I want a job today?
Well, from what I know, and from what I know is what I learned from them, is, yeah, they do go to multiple clubs. The clubs, usually you pay to dance at the clubs. Some clubs you have to, I guess, register or whatever, and it's basically cost, you know, $100 registration or something like that. They always have a bar fee. You know, some clubs, you know, the expensive ones charge more than the cheaper ones. And a lot of the girls will make, you know, their rounds from the good ones to the cheap ones. You know, King of Diamonds. I don't know if I'm allowed to name names.
We name names all the time. We love the strip clubs down here. we're like frequenters of the strip clubs. So, like, I mean, like, who cares? Like what clubs do they dance at?
Well, Diamond Dolls is a big one. There was another one in Pompano called Crazy Horse that I swear every girl that left there said they had less than $40 in their pocket.
We know where to go next. They need some funding there.
So have you been in the adult industry in any capacity then before Uber?
No. I started doing this as you know, just a driving girls, and then it got to expand where one girl says, hey, you know what, I do out calls, and I'd love an out call driver.
What does that mean?
Basically, they're selling their time and companionship. You know, of course, anything that happens beyond that is between.
I know a little bit about
exactly,
out calls.
Exactly.
I'm not new to out calls.
Right.
I can explain this. Let me ask you something then. Do you sit in the car for the duration of the out call?
Yes, I do. And
can
yeah.
you talk about how that works? Because you drop the girl off. She goes in. Does she give you like a safety message saying it's okay?
You know, every girl is a little different. And I did actually work for a couple of agencies that they have their own their set of rules and their protocol. And a lot of it is the girl needs – sometimes the girl checks in with the driver, and then sometimes the girl checks in with the agency, and the agency goes back to the driver. I guess the agency doesn't want to get cut out of anything. But I've mostly just started and have just continued to drive for independence.
And when the girls come back, do they, like, tell you what happened and, like, how that went or nothing?
All the time. Yeah, they can't shut their mouth.
You probably heard about this guy's little tiny penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you hear the dirt then when the girls come back, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a couple stories?
The like fetishes what? And...
Let's start talking about this. This is the meat.
Oh, gosh. How bad do you want to hear it?
Everything. Every inch. Yeah. No.
The last guy in your chair was telling us about the third sphincter, which we learned about. So there's probably nothing you can say to surprise us, but give us the juicy details.
Yeah, there's no real surprises. The worst you could imagine. Now, a lot of guys... believe it or not, some guys are just old guys that just are like their wife died or something, and they want to sit and drink wine with them.
That makes sense.
You know, some guys, of course, want to lay in the tub, have the girl shit in their face.
Whoa, that's like you, dude. That's exactly like you.
Yeah.
You were on that call.
Yeah. The funny thing is I've taken different girls to the same house many, many times.
So you know, you're like,
yeah.
Well, just to let you know, when you go in this house, she's going to have your shit on her face.
It's on the other street.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
But it's true. And sometimes, you know, they come back with the same exact story, like
this
deja vu.
Yeah, sit in the tub, and then I sit right in his face, put my butt, and I just shat.
So these girls, are they pretty, like, jaded at this point? Like, they're not even that surprised? Or they
no,
find
no,
it
no.
kind of weird,
too? No, no, no. It's
funny
because sometimes I'll take, like, a phone app that they won't know is me, and I'll send them a text like I'm a client and just try to get as crazy as I can. And they won't even – they'll be in the back seat and they won't say anything. And later on the night I'll say, did you ever get that text? Oh, yeah, I just deleted that. I get 10 of those a night.
That makes sense because we had an escort on here, and he said the same kind of thing, actually.
Yeah.
There's a contingent of people that just text, like, escorts and talk dirty shit, and the escorts are barraged by that.
Right, right.
And they seem to really know, like, what is and what isn't legitimate. That they're really good at filtering that.
Yes, yes and no. I mean, we do get our share of, I guess, what you call no shows. There's actually people out there that get off on calling to...
It's like ordering 100 pizzas or something.
Exactly. like a crank call, yeah.
So when you're in the car with these girls, I'm guessing that they have, like, calls and texts coming in the whole time.
The whole time, yeah.
And do you just hang out sometimes if you're with them for the week and then just, like, you can see how the business works? How many calls and texts do these girls have on a given night?
Well, I'd say from midnight to 6, they can get 20 clients to contact them. They can easily do 5, 6, 7 calls.
How many times can one girl shit on one man's face?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on the laxatives available.
Do they, like, eat full time just in case the next one wants them to shit?
No, not really. You know, that's actually something that's kind of, you know, once in a while. And most of them are repulsed by it. You know, they don't like it.
So what are the street rates like these days? Like, what are the service rates?
You know, what's crazy is I think that the rates are probably lower than they've been in a long, long time.
For real? That's good. That's good for us. We should. Yeah. That's what we've been waiting for.
No, and people are getting more and more bold about what they ask. You know, I've actually gone. You know, some of the girls have looked at me and said, the guy will give me $55. What should I do? And I says, hang up on him. I won't drive you. Yeah, you know.
So you're like an advisor to these women.
You know what? I'm a personal assistant. I will say.
I have a lot of respect for that, actually. I really do.
How much does it cost to have a girl shit on your face? I'm just curious if I'm overpaying. What would you say the industry rate is?
It really depends.
I don't know why you asked that. I do it for free.
Yeah, exactly. It really depends on the girl. Some girls, when somebody says, hey, I've got a $100 bill waiting on you, she'll be like, what does that buy? And some girls will jump right on it. And some of those girls, I say, look, you know what? You have all your teeth. You're not a drug addict. I mean, have some pride. You know, some girls actually, you know, have a little bit of pride. So
let's talk about the women then. Is it all women or are there men too that you help?
I have always said I would drive men, mm-hmm. and I have contacted and been contacted by. And but it just seems like the men. The men that contacted me were all gay. They seem more needy than any woman. And I've never been able to really strike any kind of deal.
Any trans women?
I had one contact me, send pictures. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, it never came to fruition. We didn't do any business at all.
So I want to ask real quick about you personally. Are you, like, a family man? Do you have, like, a wife? Are you married?
I have 5 kids. 4 are grown. I have grandkids. I have one son that's 8 years old that lives with me. I'm a single dad.
And do they know?
I think my 8-year-old knows more about Bitcoins than half of the women that I drive.
So your 8-year-old's doing cocaine?
No. Not quite, but he's just very smart. I mean, you can't really keep it from him.
Let's talk about the girls. What is there any rhyme or reason to it? Are they young? Are they old? Are they beautiful? Are they ugly?
Well, okay. Here's in this business, I guess that after 30, you're going to have to either reduce the rates or find something else to do. The ones that get the most money are 20, 21 to 23. 25, 26 is still good. By the time, you know, 30 is the big mark. I still drive girls at 30. You know, if they're 38, they say they're 30. You know, everybody lies a little bit. And
we're both in our 20s. That's why we get paid so much.
Yeah, me too. But, right. I usually don't have as good a hairstyle.
For those who are listening and not watching, he has the Amanda B. Johnston hair today. So,
where was I? No, so yeah, it's usually younger girls, and as far as the reasons vary. Some girls are single moms and can't make it because they have no skill. Some girls say this is just temporary. I've had I just drove a girl the other night. She caught me, and we did a couple calls, and she had a 21-year-old daughter. And
how old was she?
Well, I was figuring she was about 40. She looked about 40, and she just said, "Yeah, I've done this in the past when I got in trouble and needed money and had to pay a bill real fast."
So this is just Uber for girls.
kind of, yeah. It's the girl Uber.
So do you have any specific stories? Are there a couple you got really friendly with, you got to know, they tell you about their family lives?
You know, the funny thing is that's crazy because I get to know and get friendly with almost all of them.
I believe that. You spend time together.
Yeah,
and they probably
are
kind of lonely.
You'll spend all night sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you're spending more time than – a lot of them have boyfriends. Now, I don't know how that works out in their relationship, but I've met the boyfriends and everything.
You're probably the only guy in their life that doesn't show you their penis or show them your penis. Or maybe you do. I don't know.
No, not really. I kind of keep it strictly business.
What do you think about the boyfriends then? What are their stories? Are these like thugged out guys?
You know,
there's
one recent one where I was telling one of the girls. I said, "Oh gosh, I met her boyfriend," and I said,
"Giving them dating advice."
And I said, "You know that some of the guys that you figure are like wannabe thugs and this and that." I go, "This guy's the real deal." Like, the only reason he's not driving her is he's wearing an ankle bracelet. You know?
For real?
Yeah, for real.
We got to get him on the show.
You know him? You know, he can give us his number.
Yes. And I'm not an enforcer, you know. And
what's an enforcer
well,
exactly?
Well, meaning that if the girl gets ripped off or something.
You don't go in there and, like, punch the guy.
Right. I'm not going
to. Rip his cock off.
I'll be the one wearing the ankle bracelet.
You've met the enforcer.
So is that the difference between, like, you and, say, a pimp, is that pimps enforce, whereas Barack does not?
Well, pimps take half the girl's money. I take a fee for driving.
What is that fee? So these girls actually negotiate that with you, right? Not the agency?
They try, but you know what? I'm only going to go so low. Well, I do a $30 flat fee.
You won't, like, shit on their face or anything?
No, I'm not doing any of that. I do a $30 flat fee.
And per call or per day?
Per call.
Oh, that's not so bad for you.
Well, you know what? And if it's over...
I've had more expensive taxi rides.
Of course, exactly. And, you know, here's the thing.
And you sit there the entire time that they...
Exactly.
They must be quick
sessions.
They're
30 minutes to an hour.
For real?
If it's 2 hours, then it's $60.
You're getting ripped off, dude. You pay $200 for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If I had a girl and she didn't have a driver, could I call you up and have you take her to me? Is that a service you would provide?
You could do that.
At this point, you know me.
I did actually put that I will work for the client or the escort. So if they
and you've done both of those things.
Yeah.
If they had an escort, if somebody saw an escort on Backpage that says, "Sorry, I only do in call," and they saw my ad, they could call me and say, "Hey,
so like a matchmaker." No, he's like delivery dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Girls
but
instead
for girls.
Of pizza. Yeah. Right.
So do you think the girls have like sad stories? Do you think they're like proud of their work, or is it a different case?
You know, I don't think any of them are really proud of what they do. Some of them, you know, not all girls have sex, believe it or not. Those are the happier ones.
Really?
Yeah, they advertise in body rubs, and they'll do a body rub. And, you know, if some guy comes up with $500, then something may happen.
So they're just like the rub and tugs. Those are the happiest of the.
Yeah, those are the happiest of the girls. But the girls that. Some of the girls see the rub and tugs, I guess you'll call it. I never even use that word.
We're teaching you stuff.
I know, exactly. And they get jealous because they get a lot of clients, they get a lot of repeats, and the guys really like them. I think a man just always wants to keep after a woman until he gets the grand prize.
The grand prize.
That's a good theory. I hadn't thought about that. That makes perfect
but
sense.
It's so true. It's so true. They get repeats and repeats, and these guys will see him 10 times and big money. And they'll pay even more and more every time. The other girls that just go in for what they call full service, they say, you know, I'm not going to be bothered rubbing on some guy for an hour.
They change your oil.
Yeah, exactly.
They change your tires.
Plugs, yeah, rotate your tires. Exactly.
They'll even let you have sex with them.
That's what I'm assuming anyway.
And how many calls do these girls go on in a given night, would you say?
Well, this is something that you guys that want to call back page might not like.
We know we're not their first.
Well, they're going to tell you that you are. You're the first call
that's
of the
that's
night.
That's what I want to know. But like,
it could be 5 in the morning, you're the first call of the night.
Yeah,
they just
I
woke
agree.
Up.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Like, you know what's funny? Like, whenever we've called back pages, I really enjoy, like, they pick up the phone. I know it's their personal phone. And the reason I know that is because they pick up. They go, hello? And they go, hi, I just got you from back pages. I just got your number. Oh, how you doing, papi?
Yeah, what are they like on the call versus off the call? Are they like vulgar or like whatever? Are they like very like articulate?
Well, like I said, they're all different. But to be honest, the ones that are not fair, meaning like bad business people, they want to try to cheat me. They want to try to cheat the client.
You mean the girls?
Yes, I don't try to. They don't last with me very long because there's just too many. I guess honest. Good people out there.
Good prostitutes.
Well, you could call
good
it whatever
escorts.
You want. You can call it whatever you want. Whatever. But everybody's a person, and they all have their own story.
I really like this guy. I like this guy a lot. Yeah. This guy's good people.
Yes. Yeah, you belong on this show. We look for people like you.
No judgment.
But it's true, though. They all have their own story.
We completely agree. That's frankly why we wanted you to come on, because this is the kind of stuff that we like to talk about.
Let's talk about drugs in the business. How much do you get exposed to that side of it?
You know, it's... From my experience, and I will say there's been about 20 girls. I've only had a couple that were into hard drugs, and they.
What do you mean hard drugs? Like
oh well, I don't know. I learned new words: hard and soft, and you know, boy and all. You know,
boy.
Heroin, crack, all this stuff.
Yeah,
they got new words.
He's
for
a heroin addict.
Oh, okay.
Do they actually like use the drugs in your car then?
You know, I drove a couple of girls. They were best friends, and. After each call, and they didn't do a lot of business. In other words, you know, instead of being with me all night, they would call randomly once in a while, and then after the call, besides what they paid me, they wanted to spend every last dime on drugs and ask me to stop by where they buy them.
Which drugs?
Well, crack,
and where did they
heroin,
buy them?
And yeah, the place they bought them was in Pompano, in some ghetto area. Pompano.
We know where. Was it a bar?
This was
or
like
was it the
an
five-star
apartment
shell?
Or a house or something. Some ghetto apartment place.
Sixth Court. Sounds exactly like Sixth Court.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It
was around that hamburger joint that I really like on Cypress.
It's by the other Salida Lindos.
Because I like the hamburger joint too much. I'm not going to give any bad press.
I know which one you're talking
about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly by there.
Yeah.
We've been there. We've bought crack there too.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, did you?
I bought plenty of hamburgers.
Did they put the window down and all like tons of kids come out and... Like, start bargaining? Is that the experience you had?
The only time... No, not with those girls. I did have an experience one night bringing a girl to a call and got my car rushed by cars and guys on foot. And I just...
Like cops?
No, just guys...
Black guys.
Competing for my drug business, which I wasn't there to buy drugs.
Yeah,
and
we've seen that. We know where you're picking them up.
Yeah. Well, no.
There's a couple spots in Pompano.
I was dropping off.
If you need more locations,
somebody had called for a girl. And, you know, at first.
Oh, I see. And you were there.
Yeah. And I was trying to drop her off, and we weren't able to make the call because, you know, I ended up getting all freaked out and yelling at him.
No, what you do is you roll your window down and go, what can I get for the dubs?
Yeah.
That means 20s.
I probably should get a fake badge and roll the window down and flash it.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. It's like a shot. You're new to Florida, aren't you?
No, I'm actually a native.
So, did you have people doing drugs in your Uber cars before?
I highly discourage that because...
Has that happened to you? Obviously, you were discouraged.
One of the one girls wanted to do it in the car, and I said, what I'll do is I'll pull off on the side of the road, you do your thing, and you get back in the car. Now, I also had a girl... leave weed in the car one time that I didn't.
That's not drugs.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's still, it's the same girl got arrested in Port St. Lucie because it's drugs up there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Port St. Lucie is where, like, white people get arrested for, you know, weed.
Yeah. It just, you can get arrested for
so
weed.
So when they smoke crack in the car, do you get, like, a contact high?
No. Nobody smokes crack in the car.
Okay. We've had people smoke crack in the car, and I think you get a little contact high, but you don't, John Seth, right?
Nah, well, my tolerance is real high for crack.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really try to even tell them no open containers.
That makes sense.
And
so,
they friggin' argue.
Weird. That's weird.
But it's like, yo.
It's Florida.
Look. It's trouble. It's trouble waiting to happen.
Oh, now I do. That does, you know what? That goes to your rule.
I do have
only
cop
do
stories.
One thing wrong at. Before you do that, I really want to know: do a lot of guys fall in love with these girls?
Yes.
And do they try to rescue them or what? Like what happens?
Well, yeah. It's like they basically contact them again. Contact them again. And be like, you need to get out of this and let me take care of you.
I really like the irony of that. Like, hey, I know I hired you once, need to get out of this.
Funny, it's funny because the girls, when they're pulling this boyfriend stuff, they're just kind of like, where the hell he met me? It's like, that's not where you go to find your wife. It's Backpage.
So tell us some cop stories.
Okay, I remember one time my tag was expired.
Oh.
So I'm on South Beach, and I have two 25-year-old girls with me in the car, and they pull me over. It was some bullshit. They kind of set me up at an intersection, kind of.
Wait, the girls did?
No. The cops did. It was a weird little thing.
Do they know you? Do they know who you are?
I don't think so, but no. They came up, and they gave me a nickname and everything. You know,
what was the nickname?
I'm not going to say it.
Yay, Rodrigo.
But they gave me a nickname, and I've been using that nickname ever since.
Barack.
So, I get the car surrounded by Miami Beach police.
No way.
Because of a expired tag. By like a month or something, the same month, you know.
I've driven around with an expired tag for 2 years.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. And what I told him was I didn't want him to, I've always been told by other cop friends that you have to plea that you didn't know. Like, I didn't know my license was suspended. I didn't know. So I said, when I bought the car, because it was bought in 2014, I said, they were supposed to renew it for 2 years. I asked them to renew it for 2 years. And they said, well, they didn't. You know, so I said, okay, well, I didn't know. So write me the ticket. And then they start saying, who are these girls? And I'm like, friends of mine. And like, friends of yours. And I'm like, yeah, friends of mine. It's like, how the hell are they friends of yours? How old are you?
How did you get those friends?
And they're asking me, how are you? I says, you got my license. You know how old I am. And they're just like, how old are you, ma'am? It's like 25. How old are you, ma'am? 26. And it's like, how are they friends of yours? And I says, I have a 30-year-old son.
That's right. That's right. You do.
And then they said,
that'll work.
Oh, so they're friends of your son.
And me.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I'd like to say they're friends of both
Stacey's
of us.
Stacy's mom's got it going on, and so do I.
Yeah, exactly. So then they told me that my license comes up as some guy that has a bunch of protection orders against women.
Protection. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I said, what's his name? And they gave me the name.
What's a protection order against a woman?
I guess a restraining order. I don't know. So
okay.
So yeah.
Have like 20 of those.
So basically, when it came down to it, after all the thing, and a female cop came up and told me, this looks really, really fishy. Don't you agree? I said, no, I don't. I don't agree at all. So
you should have asked her, like, are you banging all your cop friends there?
Pretty much.
That looks
right?
Pretty fishy to
she
me.
She looks pretty fishy out there with all that
stupid
one.
Stupid bitch.
Right. So basically when it came down to it, the ticket is a ticket that you just get your registration and it gets thrown out of court. Like no fine, no nothing.
Okay. But they gave you like a raised eyebrow because they knew.
And yeah.
No fine, no nothing.
And so when I was leaving, I said the name. I said, hey, what about this so-and-so asshole that my tag comes up as? And they said, oh, I'd look into that, you know. It was just they were trying to bait me.
Yeah.
And trying to get me to say something.
The girls didn't have drugs on them, luckily.
No. In fact, they played along really, really good. One was Spanish, and she's like, excuse me, can I say something? And the woman cop is like, no. And I'm like, thank God.
That cop did himself a disservice.
Yeah. And the one was also saying, we're friends of the family. We've known him for years and this and that and the other. And then that was over.
All right.
Another time. Another cop story.
Another one. Okay, good.
We're going into this complex, and we have the code, and I can't find the apartment, you know, and I'm driving around, and it's in West Palm Beach, and a West Palm Beach police officer kind of just is driving around the same thing. He lives there. He stops, and he sees me, and she goes in.
I feel
for,
like we've been in this neighborhood.
Yeah, she goes in. She goes in there, and she's in there for an hour, and I'm just sitting. I just recline the seat and take a nap.
Makes sense.
Well, because I'm inside this thing, I need a code to get in, which I'm not going to go in and out. So I'm just staying.
And he's
there.
Inside her thing.
And so he, yeah. So the cop, I guess, was on a 1 hour break or something. Because the minute I start my car to go pick her up,
whoop.
He starts his car to go back out and do his cop stuff. So as I'm leaving, he shines a big light into my car, like a big spotlight.
Right.
And I say to myself, and I say to the girl, it's like, well, that doesn't mean pull over. I see need to see blue lights.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm just going to keep going. And I, yeah.
Brock don't care.
Well, hey, you know, blue lights
are
pull over.
You're a proud black man. You can't get pulled over by cops.
I know. I'm mixed.
Long hair, don't care.
Right. So,
your extensions are beautiful, by the way.
By the way, this girl was an African-American girl with long blonde hair.
That makes sense. I've seen those kinds.
Yeah. So
this is Bitcoin Uncensored. You can call her black. It's okay.
It's not the 60s anymore, right? So the cop ends up, when we get out on the road, he pulls me over.
Of course.
And he puts on the blue lights. And
it's because of your race.
I know. Always messing with the white people. Driving
point.
While white, you know. So
DWW.
So I pull over. And I give him my license, registration, and insurance, which is all good. And I even have an Uber.
Sticker.
Sticker on the car, yeah, but yeah. I also have an Uber inspection that says the car has...
No prostitutes in it.
Well, no. The 21 parts of the car are functioning perfectly, basically.
Yeah.
And he didn't even care to see that. And he ran everything. He came back and he says, so what are you doing? And I said, driving a car.
That's right.
And he says... He says, can you roll that back window down? He says, ma'am. He says, do you have ID? She says, yeah. He says, you ever been arrested? She says, I've never even had contact with police. And he says,
I like her.
Yeah, I know. She's really good. And he says, what are you doing out here tonight? She says, riding in a car. and he looks at me and he rolls his eyes. He goes, y'all lucky tonight.
That's similar to our story. We should tell our story. The Nico one.
Oh, we'll do that in the show.
Oh, that's right.
We'll make the most of our guest time here.
Oh, there's got to be other ones. I mean, one time I was waiting on a call, and the guy, I guess some old lady called police, and it was in Delray, and the guy was a young cop, and he was real hard. You know, he was almost afraid to approach me, and I finally just turned my inside lights on in the car. I showed my hands. You know, and he came up to me and he says, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I got a text and I didn't want to text and drive. So I pulled over and I read the text and I responded a couple times. And then I saw I had about 50 unread emails.
Is there a book?
So I went through those.
Is there a book where like when a cop approaches you here in this situation, here's a response? Because you seem to have that all down.
Well, you know,
you're better than he is. And he's like pretty street smart.
It's common sense. It's common sense.
You really are a flirtian.
Well, what is your background that you have? You seem to have a certain degree of comfort in this business. Had you, at your younger years, had some experience with being on the other side of the blue line?
He wants to know if you've worn the sandals.
Basically, what I did,
jail.
The mechanic type work I did,
yeah,
was
co-mechanic.
Huh? No, but two wheels.
Dude, it was the kind.
But basically, it was customizing
stolen motorcycles.
Not stolen. But it was taking something worth about $500 and dumping $50,000 into it. So, you know, the people that do that aren't working at Winn-Dixie.
I did that with my breasts.
Yeah.
Do you know what a strawberry is?
Besides the fruit?
Yes, besides the fruit.
Enlighten me.
So I just learned about this, and it may be that I'm wrong, but a strawberry is when you call a girl up to get drugs for you out of, like, a back page or something. And this has been around since, like, the 90s or the 80s.
Yeah, I don't mess with it. I
know that you don't, but I've been told that you can go to a city, and if you're looking for drugs, you can go on Backpage and look for drivers, and that some of those guys will put you in touch with drugs. Has that been your experience? Have you seen, do people have that expectation of you, or has that never happened?
Nobody's asked me for that. Nobody's asked me for that. Now, I do, because, you know, besides Backpage, some of these girls use Craigslist. And,
really?
Yeah. And
Still.
In fact, a lot of the girls are getting more money from Craigslist ads than they are Backpage ads now.
No way.
Yeah.
I have to start looking. Yeah, looking through those then. Get some more Bitcoin leads.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the thing is, Craigslist is free. You don't need Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why they use them.
Can you tell me a little bit about, like, the, I don't know, the employment structure for these girls? Like,
actually, real quick, were you done talking about Craigslist and drugs? Do the girls get drugs through Craigslist?
I've just seen people advertise on some of the...
I've seen these, too.
On Craigslist in the, like, the casual encounters or the strictly platonic or something in the personals.
I've seen
to
these.
To sell drugs or... to say I need to buy drugs. I have seen those ads. That's the only thing I was going to bring up.
Yeah, okay. Your question.
Well, can you talk about a little bit about the employment structure of these girls? Like, who are they answering to? Do they have a boss?
Most of them are answering to themselves.
So they're independent.
Yes, they're independent.
Really is Uber.
Yeah, they're independent.
Well, you've made references to agencies. Tell us about the agencies exactly.
The agencies...
Are they still around or are they dying?
Yeah, they're still around, but it's a very obsolete way of doing business because a lot of businesses have gone... their old way is obsolete because of the internet. You know, people can post their own ads. They can, say, buy tires and get around a tire store.
Right.
They can do almost anything.
Well, but you're not the enforcer, right?
No.
So, like, these girls that are working for themselves... What's their deal? How do they like stay safe?
Well, I mean, they carry pepper spray.
Okay.
Some of them carry handguns.
Do you carry a gun?
No. I found out a long time ago that, in fact, one of the girls one night, I think it was the night that the black people rushed my car, and the same night, I had a call from my 8-year-old son that was with his mom, said his her boyfriend tried to hit him, and I made a stop over there. And then the way I handled the black people rushing the car, she told me you should never carry a gun.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah,
all of us lose our cool sometimes.
Exactly.
And having guns make that worse at times.
And I said, like, why not? And she says, because you'd have shot 10 niggas tonight. Just like that. That was her words.
That's like what you do.
Well, I have like 5 steps to get to my guns, and one of them is a breathalyzer test.
Yeah,
for real?
Right.
That's wonderful. That's true.
Yeah, that's an important step.
No.
But no, I do keep pepper spray. I keep a knife. I can spray them and cut them and whatever. I don't really want to pull the trigger and have that charge. I mean, George Zimmerman didn't break any laws, but he
should. I was going to say, you ain't no George Zimmerman.
Well, exactly, but he sure did go through a lot of crap, you know?
Yeah.
And I would imagine that your court case would be a little bit more interesting than his.
Well, yeah, because it might be like you should have never been, you know, pulling all this crap in the first place. You never
should
have
been.
What
were you doing in an open-air crack market?
We've had to think about this at length. We've even talked about it on the show before. It's very hard to explain certain things in life, especially when you're dealing with Bitcoin.
But see, that's the thing with the police. I tell the girls, and I've learned myself, you don't owe them your life story. It's basically like, what are you doing? Well, I'm driving down the road legally with my license that's good, my registration that's good, and my insurance that's current, and I'm thinking about the great piece of paper our Constitution is.
And what are you doing, officer?
Yeah, exactly. did you have probable cause to pull me over anyway?
Having drugs on them, though, is a bit of an issue. Do you tell them, like, okay, if...
No. I don't want drugs on them. They cannot
right.
keep drugs on them.
So, but you must
no
be constantly fighting that battle, and they're probably
lying
to you.
Well, some girls you don't have a problem with, and many of them you don't. Believe it or not, drugs aren't as prevalent as when I was young with these young kids. They're really not.
That I am skeptical of.
No, you were wrong.
Yeah,
you
interesting.
Didn't live
well,
then.
He knows. He's seen.
We were
yeah,
just
you can't argue with that.
About the Quaaludes.
Oh, the Quaaludes. We've heard so much about the Quaaludes.
Yeah.
I was telling him I really want Quaaludes.
Yeah, well.
I've heard the Quaaludes are amazing.
You've got to get
described
a time
them,
machine.
Guess how he described them? Is exactly the same way every single person did. They're like being completely off your ass drunk without any consequences.
Yeah, not being full, not a hangover, and not puking.
What about STDs? Do you get any exposure to that side of the business, and what can you tell us about that?
Some of the girls have come up with some stuff, and you know they're big mouths. They tell me about it.
I got.
Yeah.
So tell us.
Basically, they all are pretty adamant about using protection, even with head.
Right.
The guys always offer. You know, I'll pay double if you can go bare.
Really?
Yeah. And I this is one thing that kills
me.
Are
these guys like married, single? What's
usually
the deal?
Married, and you know, let me Let me explain something to you. And the girls will say, like, man.
We have a bet going on. That's why
you
asked that.
They're like, it's another $150. What do you think I should do? I says, you got insurance? Because that's not going to cover the medicine.
You're like an accountant for these women. You're a financial advisor.
Yeah, kind of, too. Yeah.
You help them invest the money they earn?
And then I try to tell them, I says, well, I said, let me tell you something. The guy that's asking you to go bear that found a girl on Backpage has asked another Backpage girl and another and another and another.
So you encourage them
and
to go bear.
And some said yes.
Oof.
You know?
Of course.
And some took the money. So I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm advising you against it.
I'm confused. So, like, the girls go in there, and they come back out and tell you or this, or is this, like, the negotiation before they, like, go in?
Oh, sometimes the negotiation before they go in.
But sometimes they come out?
Sometimes they come out because they won't do bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
Right, and they probably talk on the phone, too, I'd guess, right? Like,
they
hear those?
They talk on the phone. I hear everything. Right. Yeah, I hear everything. And you believe it or not, let me explain something to you. If you're, like, some guy that says, I'm going to go on Backpage, and I'm going to get me a girl, and I'm going to find one that's, oh.
We know so many of these guys.
You're gonna say, well, I'm going to get one that might still be available after 3 hours because she didn't get a call. It's like, no. She's seen five guys by now. Yeah, you know, they're coming out of the call.
Do they take showers between the calls?
No, they don't.
Oh!
They don't.
You should not have asked that, dude. You are never
never calling a Backpage girl again.
It's not just the Backpage girls.
Who's
this
got
is
time
the fucking
for showers?
Job.
No, I'm moving to Craigslist. That's where it's at now.
Yeah.
It's the same girls, stupid.
Same girls. They advertise on both. No, they come out texting the next guy. Walking out of the last call.
So what STDs and do they get? Is it just everything? Or there's
chlamydia
a lot of...
is big. Chlamydia okay. is big.
He has syphilis brain.
There's very I don't know if gonorrhea is really, but anybody gets treated for chlamydia gets treated for gonorrhea at the same time. And I've heard from some of the girls when they go to the clinics that syphilis is making some kind of comeback. So they're
been saying that for a long time.
They're starting to test for that.
How do these girls even find out about these STDs then? Like,
because they start having symptoms. I started having abdominal pressure, and it felt like I had a tampon lodged up in me, but I didn't, and I wanted to go get checked, and they just gave me like
do they have
five
insurance?
Different prescription drugs.
Do they have insurance?
I think most of them end up going to the hospital and being indigent, to be honest with you.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do these girls like have any savings accounts that you're aware of, or do they kind of live
Every girl that does this, I swear, they live high on the hog, they eat good, but they rarely have a car or much of a house or just the
expensive purses.
Well, they have really badass nails and hair. And makeup.
It's the hair. It's the hair, dude.
Yeah.
I told you. Black chicks, when you own a black chick, you own her hair.
No, exactly. $300.
That's all tax deductible, I think, too.
Yeah. Well, if they were paying taxes in the first place.
That and their panties.
Yeah.
These girls have just huge wads on them at the end of the night?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes, sometimes I take pictures of it. Pretend it's mine.
Yeah.
Well, how much money do these girls make then in a given night? Or what do you think that the annual salary is for these girls? A good one versus a bad one, maybe?
Well, a good one that knows her stuff after paying the driver and stuff, $1,000 a night.
And it's all cash money, and they're not paying taxes on it.
Yeah,
yeah. So where does that go?
They can still apply for food stamps.
Well, yeah, but that's the equivalent of like $500,000 a year then for those girls.
Yeah, if they work every day. And some work a lot.
So what do you think? They just work like one night a week maybe?
No, they all work a lot. And some of them, you know what? Lately, I'd say 500 is probably a good night.
What do you think the money goes to, though? Because even if they work, that's a pretty decent
job. Okay, I made $500 last night. Let's go get crabs for lunch. Rustic Inn, $70. Okay, can you take me by the hair store? Here's $25 for taking me to the hair store. Thank you, honey. Okay, come out, $300 worth of hair. You see what I'm saying?
Right. They tip you pretty well sometimes?
Yeah, they tip me good.
Well,
in fact,
good.
When they get tips, they share the love.
So it's not even like 30. You don't actually pay $30 or charge $30.
Right. I usually get more.
What is that like? Like on an average night, are you walking away with like $1 million?
Yeah, I wish. Maybe if I got a winning lottery ticket. But an average night for me is $150 to $250.
That's good money, though, for like an Uber driver
or something. Decent.
Yeah,
it's decent. I mean, when I was doing Uber, before Uber lowered the rates and before Uber put 10 million drivers on the road to where
it was
we all
complete fight. And nothing but Haitians.
Yeah, no, they were all good Uber drivers when we first started, and the rates were higher, and I'd make $1,500 a week driving for Uber.
So you turned to prostitution?
No, I turned to private driving.
So, do you have like a wife then that knows about this? Or do
you know,
keep
I
it
don't
her?
Have a wife, but girlfriend. I've had two different girlfriends while I've been doing this, and of course, I tell them everything. I don't have anything
to hide.
But
it seems like the married guys are the ones that are getting. Well, you tell us what percentage of the customers you think are married men? Because
most of them.
Because that's what I've been under the impression. We've heard conflicting.
Most of them. I don't know. I feel like it's most of them, but I just think like single guys. It's like older guys that There's a lot of older guys that just they don't. Have the patience to go and hey, you want? Can I buy you a drink or whatever?
To roofie a girl, which is what we usually do.
Well, you know what it is. It's here's the thing. How is a 60-year-old man gonna get a 20-year-old girl in his bed?
Oh, that's easy. It's by 60. I'm gonna look so handsome.
Yeah, you're not gonna go to a bar and pick up a 20-year-old girl.
You don't know.
You're
that.
Gonna go on Backpage. Well, you.
Do you know how much money I'm gonna have at 60?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine
don't
and
let
dandy.
This room, don't let the austerity in this room discourage you.
That's fine and dandy, but I mean, you're not gonna do it for $150.
Oh hell no! I wasn't expecting that. It's gonna be a lot more than that.
Or $200 or whatever they.
So it is kind of cheaper for the guys, probably in a lot of senses.
Much, much cheaper.
And it's probably even cheaper for the married men because, like, if you consider how expensive it is for them to have girlfriends, it's probably cheaper to have a girl come and go
exactly.
than all of the baggage associated
and then
with
you
having
have
a girlfriend.
Variety. Although, I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, to me, I kind of like bareback myself. You know, I like to have, like, my own girl that we're monogamous and this and that and the other.
We can try that later.
Yeah.
We don't usually call it bareback.
What do you
I think
call
that's
it?
An industry term. I usually just call it like we're not using condoms anymore time.
Right, right.
I call it sex.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, real tip, you want to weigh in? Is it romantic if a guy proposes going bareback with you? Is there a better way to put it?
They just basically, they ask for it. They either say, can I have it bareback or can I have it raw?
Is that what you tell your girlfriends, though, or do you kind of just market it a little differently?
You know, myself is like girlfriend-wise, I just... I kind of tell them that, like, I think it's, like, using a condom is pretty much kind of like I could fuck a rubber
pony.
Doll.
Yeah. A rubber doll.
Yeah, you know, like one of those blow-up dolls would be kind of the same thing. So, you know, if we're gonna be, like, I guess expressing our feelings, we can kind of do it like two people normally do it.
So, personal question, since we're talking about, you know, personal, like, how you like it bareback.
Right.
Did you hire prostitutes before this?
No. I mean, to start with, maybe in my early 20s, once or twice.
Okay. So,
but now that you've seen
how the meat is made
now, and yeah, now that I know what I know, number one, I don't care. No girl's getting a free ride with an offer of anything because I'm not interested. And you know, knowing what I know and seeing what I see, yeah, no, thank you.
What's the worst thing you've seen out there?
Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin's made it a little tougher, but once you start buying them and you know you do it right,
it sounds like Bitcoin's why you have your job though.
Well, they used to take money, but I heard that something happened where first Discover and then Visa and MasterCard said they're not going to have anything to do with Backpage because of the nature of their business, and they pulled out and said they wouldn't let them to use their – that's what I heard.
Well, we know all about Bitcoin, and the listeners to our show know all about Bitcoin, but I'd like to know what you know about Bitcoin. Can you maybe just – there's no wrong answers. Explain quickly what is Bitcoin.
What do you tell the girls?
I'm just thinking it's international electronic money that –
It's amazing to me that the people who know the least about it, who use it, seem to know the most, the best answers for what it is.
Well, right, because they're users, right, that they need it. It seems like you need it at some level in order to do your job, or the girls need it.
The girls need it, and I help the girls get it.
What percentage of the I thought that Backpage had a couple of options for funding right now. Is it only Bitcoin?
I think it's only Bitcoin now. No. They did say you can send in cash. And I had a girl do that one time, and she sent in $40. And 3 months later, she said, well, we could never find your $40, but we'll give you 20 credit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So that's why she uses Bitcoin now.
Yes, exactly.
I see.
What do the girls know about Bitcoin? What is their comprehension there?
Some of them are real hip to it, and then some of them have no clue, don't want to care if they know me because I'll help them. You know, I'll go on there and I'll get them. I'll even go and do the you know, make bank deposits for them where you can get the most on the dollar, like 93, 94 cents.
So are you using Paxful or are you using Paxful, local Bitcoins or
Paxful,
what are you doing?
Paxful usually. And the best is bank deposits during the day when the bank's open.
Do the girls use their bank accounts or do you use yours?
No. What, they have their own accounts and I fund it for them. I have their passwords and stuff.
Are you aware that there's a BTM machine in Miami and that there's a number of them and they're expanding?
I didn't know that. You mean like a Bitcoin ATM?
Yeah, like a vending machine.
Okay.
We'll see if that takes over or not. The rates are a little bit high. They're like at 9%. But for people that need Bitcoin, that's my neighbor. You can ignore him. Okay. For people that need Bitcoin, they need it now usually. And I don't know. Maybe the girls would be – do you think the girls would be willing to pay a 10% fee knowing that they could get it that second?
Well, the thing is with me, the girls kind of get funded without any effort.
Right.
So, and I think we're giving up about 7%. I have my own methods. If they're stupid and they wait and I have to do it in the middle of the night, then we have other methods to do it. I mean, Amazon card costs nothing to load.
Right.
And a lot of them take Amazon cards.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah.
Some of the other gift cards take, you know, cost $5 a load. MoneyGram and Western Union have fees, but you know, I've gone through and found the you know, the best for the money.
Do you like have them give you Amazon cards in exchange for Bitcoin then, or like what do you like? What would you take?
You buy them at the drugstore.
I see.
So you buy them and you take a picture of it and you're done. Usually before I get back in the car. And in fact, the Amazon card, I'll lay it on the counter at CVS and said, you mind if I take a picture of this? Say, oh, no, go ahead.
And then just, like, throw it away there? And what do you do with that Amazon card?
Just throw it away. It's done.
But I mean, like, you use that for payment or, like, what is that used for?
Well, yeah, you put cash on it and then you...
Can you extract the cash?
You walk into the drugstore. You say, I want to put $50 on this Amazon card. And they say, okay, give me $50. And then you have $50, and you take a picture of the receipt that you put $50 cash on. You take a picture of the card, and they release bitcoins to your wallet or her wallet. You know.
Okay, so you're selling in like purse. Do you know what you're using to sell, or like does it?
I think Paxful. Paxful do that?
Paxful guarantees Paxful, yeah. It. The minute you start a trade, they put it in escrow. So they can't.
They may
sell
be funding
Bitcoin.
The purse. I don't actually know.
That would make a lot of sense, but that's very interesting. I didn't know you could do that.
And what's the efficiency on that? Like, if you buy a $50 card, how many Bitcoin do you get $50 worth, or there's like a 1% fee?
Normally, you'll get about $50. You'll get about $42, $43.
Oh, so then it's at 7 or 8%, which is pretty comparable to
and
the BTM.
If you do bank deposits, where you put money straight into their bank account in the daytime when the bank's open, you'll get 93 cents on 100. So you'll get $93 for $100.
And that's a good deal?
I think it's a good deal. It's better.
So the ATMs are then competing with that, and they're offering maybe a point or two above that right now. Seems like to me.
There's some people on Paxful that say, you know, if you give me cash in person, I'm in Las Vegas, I'll give you a dollar on a dollar.
How does Paxful work? Like, we're really not familiar with it.
It's basically they guarantee the fact that you're going to get your Bitcoins, and they take a small fee for themselves. I think when
– So they're a middleman in between like
– Yes, but what it is you have to have the Bitcoins. The sellers have to have the Bitcoins, and the minute you start a trade, the Paxful takes their Bitcoins out of their purse and puts it in escrow for
okay,
you.
Okay, so they're just an escrow service then?
Yes.
So – do the girls see Bitcoin as something? Do they ever save their Bitcoin, or they spend it immediately?
No. A lot of them, like sometimes people on Paxful will have a $50, $100 minimum, and to get that good rate, they'll buy that much, and then they'll have it for all week or something.
But recently, I don't know if you're even aware, the price of Bitcoin has gone up to the degree of like 20%. Were you watching that?
I'm still getting a pretty good deal. You know.
No, but you bought $100 worth of Bitcoin a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
That $100 worth of Bitcoin is now worth $120. Are you aware of that?
Oh, no. Yeah, we go through it faster than...
Right. He's not like collecting.
Yeah, we're not collecting baseball cards here.
He's buying,
you know,
Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yo.
I just want to point out to all the listeners that you have absolutely no interest in speculating on Bitcoin, which is fine and probably even reasonable. But I don't think that people realize how often do you think you do a Bitcoin transaction or one of your customers does a Bitcoin transaction? Once
well,
a week,
because
once
I,
a day?
I represent multiple customers, so probably once every couple of days.
And that's more frequent than probably most Bitcoin users.
Yes.
And how often do those girls post those ads? Like once every couple of days then, or like once a week?
I have had girls with multiple ads that they make multiple ads. So because an ad, you can't repost for another hour. So they'll have two ads so they can repost every 30 minutes. Because on Backpage, there's a lot of competition, and ads will fall 75 numbers in 60 minutes.
So, but they'll fund their account once a week, and then they'll use it multiple times
per
day.
They fund the account every day or two because
What do you think the average is of that? You think it's the average every day or two? The average once a week?
It's more than once a week. It's usually 2-3 days.
And what's the amount per deposit, would you say? $50? $100?
$50, $100. $50, $100. Sometimes more. Sometimes $150. Sometimes if multiple girls said, here, fund my account, I'll go and do a big, like a nice deal at the bank and you know, what do you call it? You know, divide it up to them.
So, yeah, that's – I mean – do you have anything else you want to talk about, like great stories that you wanted to tell? We these are great. Like, I absolutely love this content.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. If you got anything else, we would love to hear it. Something we didn't ask about, something you find interesting?
I just find I don't know. Just lately, I started driving for a girl, and she's kind of slow. And I met her boyfriend.
I was going to say we should introduce her to Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And she's way underpriced. And I keep telling her, I said, I think you're better than that.
Let's talk more after the show.
So she goes into a thing, and she's taken forever, and she's been 2 hours. And I says, 2 hours is up. You're gonna wait. You're gonna do three. And then she goes, he wants more time. And I said, well, I gotta go get the other girl. So I go to get the other girl, and she says, can you come back? And so it ends up finding out her boyfriend, which is her pimp, because as he's talking to me, he's just like, the guy didn't pay her, and he's wanting me to go in there and do this, that, and the other. And I says, look, I don't do that, you know? And I says, I'm going to make sure she gets out of there safe, but you know what? She should have got the money up front. That's, you know, that's her job. And so he's upset, and he goes, well, I'm only going to give her a third on this. She's not going to like it. So it made me think he's taking half.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah. What is standard rates for that? Like, what do pimps
take?
Well,
you know, I'm just figuring what she's doing is she's living there. She has a couple
of kids.
They
might be providing a service.
Yes. She's living.
It's risk. It's uncompensated risk. But
yeah. She's living rent-free with two kids, and this guy's taking half her take.
I think it's fine. So boyfriend is like a code word for pimp?
Yeah, I think in this case it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a question here in the Exotica channel, and I think we'll actually open up to them here in a short bit. But when did you first find out about Bitcoin? Was it on the job here?
Yes, it was on. It was dealing with Backpage, because at first it was like $12 an ad or something, and then it was free, completely free. And then one day it was like, well, it's free, but it's buried. But if you can pay $1, and you can go to the top, and then you could only buy that $1 with Bitcoin. Or with a, you know, a advanced payment that took forever and maybe never show up. But so that's how I got into – that's how I learned about Bitcoin. And now it's gone to $2, now $3. So it's getting really, really pricey to raise your ads on Backpage.
And have you ever used Bitcoin for anything but Backpage?
Backpage.
Are you aware of any other uses for Bitcoin?
No. I just learned about Bitcoin through Backpage.
How long did it take you to learn how to use?
There was one guy in West Palm that he advertised, like, if you want to buy Bitcoins. And I went and I saw him in person. And he says, here. And he just bought them. And he sent me a code, sent them to my phone, and said, here, just use that code and take them off that code. And I did that once or twice. And he says, you know, I can teach you how to do this. You don't even have to drive up here and see me. And I said, okay, thanks. And maybe next time. And then in between, I just figured it out myself. It's not that hard.
Well, that's really interesting to hear, because there's a whole contingent out there who thinks it is. It seems like you figured it out. But you know what? You're actually a pretty interesting and smart person. So maybe maybe we're underestimating the people besides yourselves.
Believe it or not, that really slow girl that I was telling you about buys her own Bitcoins.
Imagine that. What a great way to end this interview. We have another question?
No, do you have a sign out? You want to say something, say goodbye?
You have a Twitter handle or a Facebook or any Instagram you want to
promote? Not that I'm telling anybody here.
Gonna open up some fan mail. Dear Bitcoin, I am going to name some sexual positions and you tell me if you have tried them. I have, yes.
So what did you think of that? What were you surprised by?
First of all, his candor. He was absolutely willing to say anything.
Do you know that I have a little experience in that business? When I was a teenager, I used to take a stripper to work for a while.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you're like one. You're him.
I guess so. It was me. It was me and a few of my stoner buddies.
You told me that.
Yeah, it was me and a few of my stoner buddies.
Oh my God.
We knew this girl, and like she became a stripper, okay. And then she, for some reason, when you become a stripper, you lose your driver's license. I don't know what
yeah,
that happens.
It seems to happen every.
Yeah, one or the other, not both. I don't know why. And so we started taking her to
was
work.
She white, black, Hispanic.
You know where
Ukrainian?
She was at? She was at over there by Leisure Village. You know where Leisure Village
is? I know exactly where that is.
She was at a shitty strip
Leisure,
club.
It's not Leisure Village. It's Leisureville.
Leisureville.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little shitty strip club that used to be over there, and we used to take her there.
Oh, it was one of those like back alley like.
Yeah.
This is. Oh, dude, I know those warehouse. Yeah. The warehouse clubs.
And she was. I
think those are like pop-up clubs. That's what I call them.
She was 18 max. She might have been 18. Might have been 18.
You show her your peen?
No, we had a really cool repertoire. We'd like smoke a joint and then head over there. And then like we didn't pick her up usually. And then she had like this boyfriend that was a slouch. And it was just weird. It was
she
weird.
Was the hard worker in the family.
He was really into Mega Man. Yeah, exactly. This guy was playing Mega Man all the fucking time. I swear to God. This guy liked Mega Man like nothing else. We come over to fucking her place. Every single time this guy was playing Mega Man on his Nintendo.
He must look really good.
No, he was a dunce. I don't know what the hell to do with
that. Like 6-pack abs or what? Like,
it was cool. No, he was cool enough. I mean, we kind of liked her because she was with like the other girls in the strip club. We never got any,
right?
You know, but they're still pretty cool for like a kid, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. So my experience was very different than his. You know,
he was like, you have experience in this business because you were carpooling with a stripper.
Basically.
He's such a stupid liar.
No, I was driving. I was the driver.
He's so dumb.
I had my little Honda. My little Honda Civic.
A Honda?
Yeah, at the
wow,
time.
You were living large.
Yeah, oh yeah. Back then it was.
Yeah.
So I think that I was struck by...
Lightning.
Well, no, here's what I was struck by. You have the old system with agencies, and certainly with pimps. They don't seem to be as efficient as the current system.
Well, it seems like it changed overnight for them, too.
Everything went on the internet, is what I think. This guy wasn't in it from the start, but he's making significantly less than the pimps are.
I like that Uber was his, like,
and the agencies.
Gateway drug.
Well, you know, we talked about Bitcoin and what Bitcoin meant to him, and the truth was not nearly what it means to everybody in the speculator community. You know, there's a couple things that, like, you and I have talked about. Like, he doesn't know the difference between Ethereum.
I kind of feel bad that he now thinks that, like, it might be a good investment. Because that was like, not what I was hoping he would
No, I know. It was an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, but you were dumb.
Me? You were the one who brought that one up.
I think you did.
I don't think so.
I think everyone's got to re-listen.
All right. We'll figure it out. I'll re-listen to this. But yeah, you know, I think that the system as is more efficient than it was. I would also know that he's paying what seemed like 7%.
Yeah.
So we may
which
know.
Which isn't that bad, actually. So.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Paxos only works with the escorting industry, right?
You keep calling it Paxos. Is
I know.
Paxful?
It's Paxful because Paxos is the consensus mechanism,
okay.
Which is what I've spent more time reading than Paxful.
Right.
And we do the show on Paxful.
Yeah.
But it blends over.
Yeah.
So, Paxful only services the escort industry, and. That means that, like, the BTMs...
Is it only the escort industry that is really just the escort?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
You get, like... They only know it as, like, Backpage credits.
It seemed to me like they were really... Like, I don't know much about Paxful. I really feel like I need to get in there. But, like,
we should probably buy some Bitcoin on Paxful.
Because it seems to me like they have a really fairly advanced money laundering operation.
Well, you
I
buy...
I mean, exchange.
you buy the Amazon cards... You that is your deposit or a
or
bank
you can wire it
or a bank wire.
But I mean that's like so much easier than it used to be.
Well, he said some of the
like,
girls.
Hello, how are you? I need to put money into the bank.
He said some of the girls were paying for Bitcoin at 50 cents on the dollar.
So maybe no. He said like vanilla cards, whatever the fuck.
Whatever
that is.
It was then at 50 cents on the dollar. But the point I think I would make is all that means is that they need Bitcoin. They have to have it.
Right. Every inch of it was like time constraint too.
Yeah.
Like they didn't care if they lost their money. It was just for them. What's funny to me is that the ads on Backpage cost whatever it costs to get the money to Backpage. So like for example, if you're buying it at 50 cents on the dollar, that means that day those ads on Backpage are valued at twice what you're paying for them.
Right, but presumably everybody pays for it at the same rate, so it doesn't really matter because the competition preserves, right? Like marketing is like a proof of burn, and that's like a marketing problem.
Yeah.
So
I think it's amazing.
You either burn 5% more than your competitors, or the same as your competitors,
right?
And that's they're in a proof of burn process.
I'm amazed. Well, and also they have a limitation because they only have 24 hours in a day, So, you know, like the hustle on these girls is amazing. We've talked about this before. Like, we saw with the drug dealers or the drug addicts.
Yeah.
Those guys are not lazy.
No.
These girls are not lazy.
Yeah, I want to hear what they're thinking about their long-term future. And maybe that's sad, but I'm just curious. Do they think about finance?
What I assume is these girls think they're doing it for the good money.
Yeah.
I think they don't think about the fact that they're spending it all. And they think that they're doing themselves like a favor for the future. They're saving. They're not, though. And I think that like what they want to do is like...
I don't think they're saving. I
know that. I think they think they're saving.
The problem you have when you hold cash money is that, one, it's not registered value.
Right.
And two, it's a liability.
Right.
Now you got to keep it somewhere.
Yeah, or spend it somewhere.
And that's the thing is that spending it... You know what? It's funny. After I got robbed, after my Bitcoin was robbed, I remember being significantly more inclined to spend Bitcoin. Because I think that
I'm with you.
Until you've gotten robbed... And I was trying to spend Bitcoin before, but now I'm always trying to spend Bitcoin.
Because
I could get robbed.
We should.
It's very possible.
You know how the show is. Like we like talk to like the academics that nobody ever wants to talk to. I've talked about this before, but there is an academic that does like work with prostitutes and how they treat money.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's something we would like to talk to.
Vivian Zelizer.
Interesting.
And I bet no one has ever asked Vivian for an interview.
Here's something I also was wondering: what percentage of the women of Bitcoin save Bitcoin? Relative
to
men,
saving.
They have an account, a cold wallet, where they have some long term.
I think exactly.
Speculative
I think
potential.
Exactly one does that.
Which one?
Julia Taransky.
Okay.
I bet she does, and I bet it's in her. Drawer at home, like her underwear drawer.
I would love to see Coinbase's stats on the savings behaviors of female clients versus male clients.
Yeah, I'm sure
because not like, only they, are they a small part of the community,
all four of their like female clients will like.
What percentage of the Bitcoin wealth is held by women? Do you think?
Zero. In speculative,
right, that's what I think. I think for all of the women that are here, they have infinite, like just minuscule amounts of money saved up. And
I want to like it would be interesting to know because like for example, TLC, how many Bitcoin does she have?
God only knows what that lady. You'll never get. She doesn't know.
Zero.
Yeah, well, she'll tell you a million, I'm sure.
Sure.
She'll tell you this. She's the CEO of, I don't know.
CEO of Bitcoin.
Phillips.
Yeah, or
anything. You know? She doesn't know. She might be, for all she knows.
I'm the CEO of Craigslist.
She might be.
Cointelegraph, we still haven't gotten a clear answer. Was she or was she not CEO?
We got to send, what's his name on their case?
Bruce Fenton.
Bruce Fenton. He'll get to the bottom of it. All right, well, we got one more part of this episode. This week is a little weird for us.
I was gone.
You were gone. We got the vacation.
I have
you've
a lot of good stories, but I'm not going to tell them this week. I'll tell them next week.
The other thing, too, is that like I've got like 5 hours of notes for the show. I have to go through them and see what we got to keep. So what I think we're going to do this week is I got some smaller bits that's still probably like 3 hours worth of content, by the way, but it isn't our usual format. So we're going to
talk about this at dinner. Yeah. Like, we're still like apologizing for only giving you 3 hours of content.
So we're going to give you some stuff this week. I've got a OneCoin episode coming up.
Okay, good.
The OneCoin episode, it's a little weird, but I think it's good. We need this information in the teleos of Christ, so when this thing comes down, we have these like candid confessions from like the heat of the OneCoin moment. So there's a special
OneCoin,
on that.
OneCoin is uninteresting except for the fact that like so many people are getting scammed by it.
No, some of the stuff that contact guys get like really interesting. Like you'd be surprised, dude. Some of these guys, the guys in OneCoin, they all think that like they're at the beginning of Bitcoin.
Oh, I'm with you. I've seen it. But like my point is that like in general, like I think that's every altcoin. You're just seeing that. But the difference in this one is that like
so
it
explicit.
Is so fucking like it's your grandpa.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to hear them verbalize what it is that they've bought because they have infantile
understanding. Zero understanding.
Yeah. Barack Obama knows more than they do by a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, they all think that it's like this weird pyramid thing, but it's very evident to me that there is no pyramid.
No.
There is just the people getting scammed,
and then
there's
the person
who's scamming.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the organization. That's it.
Very flat.
Yeah.
Which is very characteristic of these OneCoin scams. So we'll put that out here.
I don't know if there's ever been a scam like that.
Of these MLM scams.
Yes.
So we'll put this out there.
Dude, I have an MLM right now. I told you about this. The person who wants to put his mother in my house as a roommate.
Oh, no.
He's an MLMer.
Okay.
So he's trying to get me on the greed.
Oh, boy.
I bet you when I go back home tonight, she's in the house.
That's a weird story there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's a developing story.
I'll update you.
You got it. Like somebody decided they were going to be your roommate, and they just showed up.
Well, she started, like painting. I have the money right here. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have permission, though.
Yeah.
But I have the money. I'm going to pay you. Like, I don't want to take your money.
All right.
What do you mean you want to take my money?
So I want to end this show with this was sent to me by Alex Miller, who has his own podcast. It's very good. He had a conversation.
What podcast is his podcast?
I'll link to it because I don't think it has a name. I think it's just like a random
The Alex Miller show.
Random good content with him. You know, like something like that. Anyways, I should know it. My apologies for not knowing.
So he did an interview with his
He did one of these interviews. Well, he did. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was his SO. I mean, it was a female friend of his.
Okay,
they were dating at some point or something, maybe.
Hot.
But she's a cute girl.
She saw the picture.
I saw a picture. She's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big tits.
I don't know, but it's just her face and stuff. It's a young girl, you know, young Asian girl. She's cute.
Oh, I like Asians.
I know you do. I think I like the candidness of it. Sometimes, the people who listen to this, like, you may not like this segment as much as the first segment or not, but I think that this is good to document because, like, what you have in Bitcoin a lot of times are people asking questions about money that, like, as you listen to this, you're going to have your own answers, but you can see people, like, not even at the base
like
of the mountain.
Doing the somersaults.
No, like at the seashore.
Right.
Like swimming onto the island of blockchain.
I once thought about money.
So you can see like a very honest and raw dialogue, and I don't know, it's for me at least
a lot of this shit reminds me of, like, remember that thing with the NBC reporters way back when they were, like, introducing email, and they're like, and if you have questions, email us. What's email at NBC? That little squiggly A sign. What's that? Why do you say that? The squiggly A
there's
sign.
Definitely that.
NBC.com. What's that stand for?
What I see is like a summer of love kind of thing where you have a number of people.
That assumes Bitcoin fails, by the way. That's kind of a little bit morbid.
Well, let me finish it. I don't like a summer of love kind of thing where you have a lot of people like engaging on like a social movement.
Yeah.
That was whatever it was at the time.
Right.
But it was like everyone was asking these questions like, do I need to have a job?
Do I need to have only one wife? Do I need to stick to only one drug?
Well, I think that if you went into those communities at that time and you talk to them, a lot of the conversations wouldn't be that different than the shit we talk about with money, dude. You could just substitute it for like music or something. It would be the exact same conversation.
Does the universe owe me
right
more than 9.28%?
All right, we have one more commercial here. This commercial is, who should we play this commercial? Who should we give this time to?
I don't know, dude.
Let's do Bitcoin. Love the Bitcoin.
Oh, that's great. We haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah, we have. I talked to them the other day, actually.
All right.
They're doing good.
Good.
Honorable Bitcoiner, are you brave enough to challenge the mighty Bitcoin game of luck? Head over to Bitcoin.com and a verifiably fair Bitcoin game. Bitcoin.com.
Okay, so I'm talking to my ex-girlfriend, Phoebe. About Bitcoin. I want to know her take on Bitcoin.
We were never boyfriend, girlfriend, just so you know.
Okay. Whatever. Definitions. Phoebe, can you describe Bitcoin? What is Bitcoin?
It's like a electronic frequency. Currency. That... in layman's terms, doesn't have like a boss, you know. Nobody owns it. Everybody who has Bitcoin controls it the same way as anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. And why do you think I'm so excited about Bitcoin?
Because I think you're an idealist and it may not be because of the monetary value of it. It's more like what the world could ideally be if everybody used a Bitcoin. There would be more equality. I think that's why you love it so much. I don't know.
Uh-huh. No, it's true, yeah. Why would it bring about more equality?
Yeah, like I said, there's no boss, so everybody has equal access to it by working using their Bitcoin miners.
But you have Bitcoin.
Yeah.
How did you get Bitcoin?
From you.
Yeah, but I didn't just give it to you for free.
I gave you money and then you owed me money, and then I was like, okay, I'll take Bitcoin instead.
Yeah.
You offered Bitcoin or money back, and I was like, okay, Bitcoin.
So is Bitcoin money?
What's yeah.
It is, okay. But when you say money, you're referring to dollars.
Right, yeah, okay. Dollars.
Okay, quick quiz. How old is Bitcoin?
I don't know. Maybe 2003?
Pretty close. 2009.
Okay.
Who invented Bitcoin? Who created it?
Nakamashi or whatever his name is. But nobody knows who he is.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Nakamoto. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. How many Bitcoin? What's the cap?
Be 21 million.
Nice. How often are Bitcoin transactions confirmed on average?
I don't know.
Every 10 minutes.
Oh.
How many Bitcoin do you have?
I have 0.03, I think.
Wow, not
or
bad.
Less. 0.003.
I thought you had more than that.
Or one.
Don't
I don't
you have
know.
100
I have like
bucks
100
worth?
Bucks or something.
So that's like 0.16 or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure.
How much is one Bitcoin worth?
I think maybe around 450 Canadian dollars.
You were not far off a couple months ago.
Okay.
But now it's 650.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It's a true story.
I'm rich.
What do you think about dollars?
I don't like them. I mean, I think it's the root of all the greed and evil in the world. But I guess we need a more efficient way to trade and to get things that's not like the barter system. Mm-hmm. So there's pros and cons, but really I never grew up as somebody who loves money.
Yeah. What did you love growing up?
Just life.
Playing. Joie de vivre.
Exactly.
Do you have any questions for me about Bitcoin?
How long will it, are you gonna, what if Bitcoin does not become what you want it to become in the next 30 years? Are you gonna give up?
That's a good question. I mean, I can't see that happening realistically. I mean, I think it's highly unlikely that it will, you know, just go sideways and be 650 Canadian dollars for the next 30 years. It'll either go huge
or
and
die.
Be worth millions or die. Yeah.
It's okay.
So I don't know. And if it dies, then I don't think it'll die because people just lose faith in it. I think it'll die because something else comes along that's just way, way better.
So what do you think something else could be?
I really don't know. I don't think it's Ethereum. A lot of people think it's Ethereum.
What's Ethereum?
It's another cryptocurrency.
Oh.
That's like Bitcoin, but more complex. And
why would the layperson want to use something that's more complex? Most people have trouble understanding what Bitcoin is right now.
Thank you. That's exactly what I say. I think people are excited about Ethereum because they want to get rich because, you know, it's so young, it's so cheap compared to Bitcoin. Its market cap is like a sixth. So
why do you think Nishimoku or whatever came up with Bitcoin?
I think he was offended by the authority's ability to create money for free, because essentially what that does is it takes away wealth from everybody who can't create money for free, which is poor people in general, non-Americans in general.
So I think it was out of frustration and not because of that this ideal that it could be like that. You, it's not the same motivation as you.
No, I think it's the same. Maybe I expressed, like, the converse. Like, basically he wanted, you know, nobody to be able to create money for free. And it's kind of ironic, because in the beginning, it was very cheap to create Bitcoin. You could do it with a regular computer. But, you know, he had to find some way to disseminate the coins and to make people understand that the coins were worth working for, and the the structure he created was just genius. So. But he said, early on, he said he was offended by the Bank of England going into starting to print more money. What are you scratching?
My back.
Any other questions?
So when you say, you often ask people, oh, what are dollars, or how are they created, or where do they come from? Mm-hmm. And like, most people don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
No. Go ahead.
But you also don't know that it isn't created for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know that. I know that some authorities...
But you always use that as one of your arguments, is that Bitcoin cannot be created for free.
Right. How do I know that dollars are created for free?
When you don't know where they came from, you know?
That's a good question. I mean, I've never heard anyone say that dollars aren't created for free. The theories that I've heard are the central bank creates them, the government creates them, or commercial banks create them when new loans are issued.
Right.
And none of those involve...
Where does credit come from? Is credit essentially
One of the theories I've heard is that when you want to buy a home, you go to the bank and you say, I have $50,000, I want to buy a $500,000 home, will you lend me will you give me whatever the difference is in credit? And the bank says, yes, we will. We'll give you that. And if you promise to pay us back that plus 1% or 2 or 3%. And they just create new money. They create that $450,000 and give it to the person, which is in the house, so he can't. It's not like that person can spend it, and that kind of enslaves the person, because that person has to continue to work for the next 20 years to pay off that house, and it incentivizes people to work.
Mm-hmm. So is that a good thing?
Well, it's a good, incentivizing people to work is a good thing, but doing that in that way, it's kind of trickery.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the bank has control over the central database that says who has how much money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
fair. But the bank had to go somewhere to take, maybe it was somebody else's money, and put it in that house.
No, they didn't.
So then how does this previous person who owned the house get the money that they are supposed to get from selling it?
Well, they get it from the bank. The bank creates it and gives it to the seller of the home.
How do they create it?
Just by entering a new line in the database that they control.
How do you know that?
I don't know that. This is just one of the theories. The other theory is that the government just creates money every year, every month. And both of those are extremely suspect, because...
You don't think it's because people put their money in the bank, and then... The bank has a track of how much money they have that are from people, and that is where they can provide that money to somebody else as a loan. So pretty much the bank is loaning from somebody who's storing their money there, and then they're loaning that money to the next person, and it's all just like a circle.
I think that's how it used to happen, especially when gold and silver were money. People would put, you know, 10 pounds of silver in the bank. And the bank would lend out, you know, 10 pounds of silver. And sometimes they would lend out 20 pounds of silver via paper notes. And that's called fractional reserve banking. But now the banks don't have any metal, any gold or silver.
They still have paper money, though.
Someone's just creating it whenever.
I don't know about that.
I don't know either. I really don't know.
I never went and looked into it. Have you?
Yeah, I've spent hours and hours reading Bank of Canada website and Federal Reserve papers, and it's totally mysterious.
You don't think there's like a textbook about this?
I think there's many textbooks, but I just don't.
Maybe we should read those.
No, well, Maybe I should, but
instead of like Bitcoin's always really using, simple. You can't always be using this argument when you don't know if it's true or not. Maybe you should
let me tell you this, Phoebe. The Bank of Canada, no, sorry, Stats Can publishes 4 or 5 different measures of how much money is in circulation. And like M1, M2, M2 plus, M2 plus plus, M3. And all countries do this, and they all have their varying definitions for how much money exists. And I mean, that alone is just seriously suspect and suspicious, because
yeah, I agree with that, but okay. I also still think that you should have more concrete answers to these questions.
Well, I've like, tried. I mean,
passion. Like, you obviously know a lot about Bitcoin, but you always ask people about money to show them the good parts of Bitcoin. You have to fully understand, dollars.
Yeah.
As much as you understand Bitcoin, for that argument to be legitimate.
I hear what you're saying.
You're just arguing Bitcoin's great because I don't really know that much about dollars, but it's not as good as Bitcoin.
No, I'm arguing Bitcoin's great because I understand Bitcoin, and for me, my journey to that understanding came from an awareness of my own ignorance about dollars.
Right, and ignorance does not mean that it's something that's less good. I'm not saying it's better, but I.
Yeah. But anger is understating the case. I've tried. I spent many, many hours trying to understand how dollars are created.
Sure, but then you gotta succeed in that trying.
Well, what if you can't succeed? What if it's all secrets and bullshit?
Then there's still an answer. It's just a secret answer. You just have to find out. You can't, like, when you give your kids an assignment and saying to compare these two things, they have to give two sides, right? They have to be like, black is better than white because black is this and white is that.
Well, okay.
Right, you can say black is better than white is because black is all these things, and I don't know about white, but black is all these things.
Okay, but the way I see it is all the lemmings are running over this cliff that is using... The cliff is a metaphor for using dollars and keeping dollars. And I'm like, I don't know what's on the other side of the cliff, but I'm not doing it. I'm going over to the mountain to chill with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. That works for you, but it doesn't work when you're trying to convince somebody who loves dollars to go to Bitcoin.
Who loves dollars? Nobody loves dollars.
Everybody loves dollars.
No, they just
people
use
who
them,
have a lot of dollars,
them.
I love them.
Well, yeah, but those are few and far between. Most people in Canada have negative dollars.
Yeah, well, now I don't have negative dollars anymore because I paid off my OSAP.
Hey, congrats. What was the interest on your Ontario student assistance plan?
Every day I had to pay $4.53. Only in interest.
In the beginning? Or until the loan is completely paid off?
Until the loan is completely paid off. But
I forgot what exit we're taking. Do you know what exit we're taking?
I don't know. I don't know where we're going.
Let's check on my phone. That was a good interview. Thanks.
So that is it for this episode. You can stay tuned. This week we have a couple things
coming
out.
Do we have a trade with Dave?
We do have a trade with Dave this week.
We play that.
This isn't like our regular episode, though.
I know.
Trade with Dave has a regular time.
This is
an irregular episode. We don't want to offend the gods of trade with Dave. we do this for him.
He built this for us.
He built this for us. I'll tell him. Yeah.
He is my inspiration. I gotta say, like, I wouldn't have done this show if it weren't for Trade with Dave.
Dude, I see us on a path that ends at Trade with Dave.
Dude,
that's where we are headed.
Do you think that man has reached nirvana?
Like, I do.
Here's the thing.
I really do.
I don't think that anyone's actually seen him except on, like, a little bit of maybe tape or something like that. Because I have a feeling that if you lay your eyes up on Trade with Dave, his glory will shine so bright that you will die.
Oh, I thought you were peace.
No, dude.
I think that you would, like, hit nirvana right then and there.
His peace is explosive. It's so explosive. It's so explosive that it'll like hit you in the face and just like open up your third sphincter and just like rip it open.
Dude, I'm telling you because
rip
of Bitcoin,
it open to the world.
I'm becoming more and more alienated from the not Bitcoiners. I have conversations
with
that
pleasure,
are so meta.
Though. It's like,
I know. I know. because I don't give a fuck. No, I just don't stopped give any caring.
Fucks. You see I how give
much
zero fucks.
You see how much people are obsessed with things that like we don't care about anymore.
I met a girl the other day. She was telling me about how like she's a school teacher.
Yeah,
very nice girl. And she was talking about like some people's problems in her classroom, and like she's putting on this pageant, or like one of her colleagues is, and one of the parents, I guess, is really upset that the kids are going to be allowed to wear mismatching shirts.
Yeah, I don't care
about
that.
And she's like, she's got on an email campaign.
Oh my god!
She's like, message teacher, like me and the other parents are really upset about this.
Yeah,
we can't believe you'd allow this.
Yeah.
How could you let our children look so tacky? And I was like, you know, you said this before, and it's true. The fucking like. The biggest issues you have in your life are very indicative of the stupid shit you care about. So if your biggest issue is that your kid's wearing a mismatched shirt, you need a fucking job.
That her best thinking got her there. That was her, that was her best thinking.
It's like, I can think of like the line cook at Burger King has bigger issues than that.
Yeah. No, dude, what you have
his,
to do...
His issue is like, do I shit on this patty or not?
If you're going to follow the wisdom of Trey with Dave, you have to write her an esoteric message that she doesn't know what to make of, but if she read it 100 times, would find that it completely describes her outlook in life, her future, where she's going, and where she came from.
It'll be 17 words.
Okay.
And it'll like encompass the entirety of her life.
Yeah. But she has to read like 100 times.
Trey, Dave, you sent me something this week, and I have no idea what it means. I've been spending like the last 2 weeks trying to decipher it. You sent it to me like 3 days ago. 2 weeks ago, I started deciphering it. I have no idea what the fuck it means.
I'm certain that it is both profound and is a very important part of your life.
I am going to uncover it.
You're going to understand it, and like the entire world about you will change with its meaning.
I don't fucking know. Whatever, anyhow.
All right, everyone. If this is your first Bitcoin Uncensored,
sorry.
This isn't our usual format, but there's some other stuff we've done that's like
it. It's not that unusual to be honest.
It's
the same.
Yeah.
That was the same.
Well, we usually do our normal, like you know, jerking around stuff.
If you
should probably check out the Billy the Prostitute episode.
Oh, that's great.
If you liked that, you should probably check out
the Scammies? Joe Poppy.
Interview.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And
interview episodes. Some of them are good. If you're really into Bitcoin, which we are, the Adam Back interview is really excellent.
The Eugene, if you're really into EMH, Eugene Fama,
the Nobel Prize winning economist who came on our humble podcast,
scammed him.
We got to really fuck him over.
All right, party people. So subscribe to the channel if you like it, and reach out to me on Twitter at DeRoseTech.
Talk to Chris, don't talk to me.
And you can reach out to me on Telegram if you like.
And this,
Brighton36.
Fuck you, dude. You should try. Stealing all the attention, giving out your creds. And this is John Seth chunking up the deuce of the South. The mass has ended. Go in peace. St. Catherine, pray for us.